Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from April 2016. Miss Ulrike Alt, freelance journalist, presents Performance Products Kickoff Summer 2018.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Performance Days. You can hear me clearly? Is that okay? Yeah? Even you behind? You can hear me clearly? Okay, that's great. So, welcome to the Performance Days. Welcome to our first lecture for these 2 days. We start with the trends in functional fabrics. So, I'm going to explain all these fabrics you see behind you on the performance tables. My name is Ulrike Arlt. I'm a freelance journalist. I'm working for SAZ. And I'm a member of the Performance Forum jury. So we had nearly 900 fabrics sent in this year. And we selected these 240 on the tables behind. And we tried to identify some new trends. So the keywords for this season, because we are already talking about summer 18. The keywords are, we are talking about function. We find a lot of technical structures, high performance, and of course, very exciting reflective fabrics. We are talking about fashion. You see a lot of natural structures, cozy hand feel. And the last table I'm going to present to you will be the jury's pick. We are talking about recycled fabrics and what's the opportunities with them. But the first, I want to show you some technical structures. So you know from the last times that the slides can't show all details. So please do not hesitate. After this lecture, go over to the table, see the fabrics, feel the fabrics, find them. You know that every fabric has a QR code on it. You can scan it, you can read all the details about the fabric, and you can create your own library. So this is only an inspiration, and everything you need to know you find on the tables later on. So the technical structures, they give us a lots of benefits for this season in 2 years. Because we find abrasion-resistant prints, we can find lots of reflective prints with great patterns. We find kilting, laser stitching, embossing and debossing. So why is it important? It's important to give a better performance to the fabrics, because if you have an embossing or debossing, you know that the fabric has better wicking properties. You know that the ventilation is working, the cooling, the warming, the moisture transport, of course the visibility, and what's very new, there are lots of abrasion-resistant prints even on very soft and elastic fabric, so that you get some special ruggedness on it. The next functional theme is the reflection. There are lots of new ways of prints and worked in fibers or total whole body reflection by fabrics and by trims, so that you can create very fashionable styles with it too. Together with this, I want to tell you that you find over there, you find a little booth of this Munich Master School of Fashion, and they created styles suitable for sports and suitable for high fashion. And they used a lot of reflective fabrics too. So go over there, try to flash it, see what will happen. It's very exciting. And of course, we find a lot of natural structures, even if it's the summer season, because these athleisure trends and soft sports are growing, so you need a cozy feel, you need a soft hand feel, you want to feel comfortable, and you find this in terry cloth, you find knitted ribs, flannel optics, flannel fabrics, and the classic fishbone patterns. And this is where the boundaries are blurring between the sports, the active sports, and the sportswear or the fashion. And so now we start with our first category, the base layers. The base layers, I think we got the most sendings, so you find a great variety on this table. On the one hand, of course, the natural fibers are very important. The pure wool, mostly the merino, or the blends with other natural fibers or blends with man-made fibers. On the other hand, of course, you find these high-performance fabrics made of the man-made fibers, pure PS, pure PA, or blends. And, of course, and I'll tell you about this later more, the recycled fabrics. Bio-based fibers are found as well, like coming from cocoa, like coming from the tencel, from wood. And you find one bio-based fabric on the wall too, and I'll explain it later more. So, of course, you find a lot of constructions at the base layers. You see hollow fibers for cooling, for warming, for light fabrics. You find special cross sections to spread the humidity. You find mesh for very light summer athletic sports. You see the eyelets, of course, the jacquards, and embossed and debossed qualities, as I mentioned before, to spread the moisture to get a good breathability. And they offer a lot of functions, these fabrics, for the layer on the skin, because very important is the odor management. By silver, by additives, or by natural fibers, by coffee grounds, a lot of different varieties you can find there. You need the quick drying properties coming by the yarns, coming by the construction. You find the UV protection by construction or by additives. You find cooling yarns, and on the other hand, you even can get high thermal insulation even if the fabric is very thin and light. So go over, see the fabrics, feel the fabrics. A kind of fashion you see at the base layers too, you find very great colors. You find extremely light and soft qualities with high elasticity, pleasant feel on the skin, but on the other hand, of course, with a high spandex percentage to get a very compressive, to do very compressive styles too. So what I have to mention now is that you can't see the colors very good, and it's not my part to explain the colors, because the lecture after mine will be held by Nora Kühner, and she will introduce the new color card from the performance days, and she will introduce the colors for summer 18. So now we are talking about the functions. Later on, you will hear everything about the colors. So the next category, the mid layers, here you find lots of merino qualities. So the merino is going on, coming from the inside, coming from the skin, going to the outside layers. You find them pure or blended. It depends on your use you want to have. You see a lot of double knits, even with the natural fibers. So they have a very nice to touch finish. The mid layer are soft, are highly elastic, but very light and thin. So no more bulky fabrics, no more high pile with the mid layers. On the other hand, of course, here too, the technical structures for the high aerobic sports. Mesh, embossing, honeycombs, eyelets, and grids, as mentioned before, for a good moisture transport, for good lightness. And as a novelty, we present you some compression fabrics, and they have different zones, soft zones and firmer knitted zones for the better support, so that you can combine and adapt the compression to the zones you really need it and still have the comfort on the garment. You find it over there on the table. If you have any questions I can't answer now, please don't hesitate to contact me after the lecture. So the soft shell, the next category. The soft shell, I think some seasons before we all thought, oh, maybe what will be new with the soft shell. So this time you'll find lots of new constructions, lots of new fabrics. They are extremely light this time. They are soft. They are very elastic. They are highly breathable but have a good water resistance. They have flat designs, no pile, seldom the structures. They sometimes merino on the outside, sometimes merino or wool on the inside, depending on the function or on the purpose you want to produce it. and most of them offer very natural hand feel and look. So this comes from the lots of knitted qualities, and less wovens can be found than the years before. Of course, here the technical structures too. The uppers seem to be very clean. The technical structures come from the inside, as you see, the middle, the white one, this has a large organic pattern mesh on the inside. Or sometimes you find honeycomb patterns, you find linings very soft, light, and bonded on the inside for good moisture transport, and of course for the lightweight. So, but what is much more impressive is that on this slide, the fabric in the middle, you can find one soft shell fabric made of regenerated cork. It's a great hand feel, it's totally new. Of course, it is stretchy, it can be used for functional designs. And on the other hand, of course, you'll find a lot of more natural looks like flannel, like fishbone. And in this category, you'll find lots of fabrics with this label 100% jewelry-like. So when we select the fabrics out of the nearly more than 800 fabrics, we build teams 2x2. And we have some colored stickers to select by team what is the fabric we like most for the table. And if all teams say that this is a very good and important and new fabric, it will get this sticker 100% jewelry-like, and you can see it on the tables. So there are a lot of very amazing new fabrics that you can find at the soft shell table. The next one is the two-layer or hard shell table. And this is no longer our bread and butter category because the qualities are so versatile, they are so fashionable. There are lots of merino brands, lots of natural looks. But as in every category, of course, the engineered looks, the technical structures on the other hand, they have very high water columns this time, up to 40K, but an extremely good breathability. So no more 5K to 5K feeling uncomfortable inside. Go over, see it, feel it, how light they are, how soft they are, and what they can offer with these technical features. Of course, these fabrics offer flue carbon-free DWRs sometimes because the ecology is getting more and more important in this branch. You find recycled fibers. We'll talk about this later more. The high water columns I already mentioned. You see creative structures like on this picture with this diamond knittings or diamond jacquards. You find prints, even reflective prints, the honeycomb patterns you see again. On the right hand side below, there's an irregular knitted fabric with colored membrane below, so they can create little holes on it. This looks very fashionable. This time there are lots of PES uppers, and of course, as I mentioned before, these reflective prints. Even the technical looks come with this very clean and smooth uppers. You mostly find an almost velvety feel, and you find lots of creative prints on this table. The three layer, so they are so close to the soft shells this time because they are soft, they are elastic, but the difference is they are still tapeable. So you can create a very functional style. These highly functional fabrics offer very natural hand feel. They have very high water columns and high breathability ratios, up to 40K. And on the other hand, you find lots of new casual looks, even with cotton uppers, and they are waterproof by construction. And the very light fabrics sometimes offer membranes only 7 microns thin. To get it very light, the knit backings go down to 60 gauge, so the laminates will get extremely light. And of course, the environmental protection is very important in this category too. Lots of fluorocarbon-free DWR treatments can be found. Special 3D backing, says on the picture in the middle, will offer very good moisture transport to spread it. And most of these fabrics are very light, about 100 gram per square meter. All the fabrics below you will find in the high density and lightweight categories. So this is the boundary. Here are these high density fabrics. So they offer the top function under the 100 gram per square meters, mostly around only 50 grams, but up to 20K water column and up to 40K breathability. So now they are surprisingly robust and tear resistant. Dyneema is even found in this category. You know that we introduced it some seasons before for the workwear, and now the first time you find it in this lightweight category. And a very special thing is that they are glow-in-the-dark and reflective fabrics even in the lightweight category now. You can see it here that these lightweight fabrics offer very fashionable looks, lots of different transfer prints, semi-transparent fabrics, mostly downproof, coated or laminated. And with the left fabric with the dots on the backside to get a good comfort and a good breathability on the skin. So you can wear it on the skin directly, especially for very light running jackets or things like this. Here you see the reflective prints. Go over with your flashlight, try the fabric because the pattern is amazing. Most of the high density fabrics even are highly elastic. Of course, these are high density fabrics, and the fluorocarbon free DWR can be found here too. The shirts and pants. So this is so amazing because the pants are no longer brown or gray and stiff and hard, because I think nearly all pants fabrics actually are highly elastic, but not only for this fitness or biking purpose, rather for all types of the outdoor sports. So they feel light, they feel comfortable, they have got great colors, and of course some of the fabrics are compressive. And combining with the shirts, so you can remember that all the last seasons we only show checks, checks, checks and patterns. So this time we show natural looks, we show linen. There are lots of great blends with natural yarns, very soft hand feel. You find the linen, the tencel, the organic cotton and the kapok. We introduced the kapok last time on the fair for the first time because this is a renewable source. This is a tree growing in Africa on grounds where it's too dry to have a food growing food. So this is a very great way to create new regenerated fibers. And of course the shirts, they have a lot of odor neutral treatments by natural additives like the coffee charcoal or mineral particles, sometimes by silver. And of course by washings like the polygene. So the shirts look natural but have lots of hidden functions, of course. The good moisture transport, you find temperature balancing yarns, and UV protection too. The casual table, we love it most because we found a lot of sportswear suitable fabrics, but most of them with good performance qualities, so natural looks, soft fabrics, very cuddly blends. And what I like most is the denim fabrics coming with merino. They are elastic, they are soft, they have a certain kind of function. So go over and feel these great new denims. So here you can see that there are lots of natural colors, lots of structures, melange fabrics, double weaves, two tones. And on the other hand, there's a theme looks like inspired by space. We thought that this could be very suitable for fitness or dance styles. These fabrics still are highly functional, but you find these metal looks, you find this colored laminates or the laminates or the colored mesh on the backside, cut out fabrics with the membrane behind. So very new types where you can get a good inspiration, I think, for new collections. The workwear now is not only for workwear, but heavy use too. And what's the most important thing is that there are lots of new reflective prints can be found in the workwear. But of course, the functions are combined. You find the abrasion or tear resistance fabrics, flame retardant, so mostly multifunctional. And these outer fabrics are getting lighter and lighter. Even with the Kevlar, Dyneema or Vectran, now they are so light, they provide really this freedom of movement, but all the protection you need. And the recyclables are very important on this table too. So on the wall behind you, you find lots of innovations. I only want to introduce three of them. The left one is a down chamber fabric, where the chambers are not stitched or bonded. They are made by construction, so the weaving goes like the weaving crosses the fabric, so you can create a chamber without stitching it, so only by construction. So this is great because there is no more fiber or feather loss. The fabric shown in the middle is a bio-based fabric coming from castor beans. This is not extremely new, but you know that castor bean, the same as the kapok before, is a renewable source and will not have any harm because you can grow it where you can't grow food. So, and the castor bean needs only little water, only little space, and will grow again after harvesting. So it's a good way to create a bio-based fabric from a renewable source. And on the right-hand side, there's a seamless zipper where the construction is very special and it's explained on the wall. So please go over and read it on the wall. It's coming from YKK. And we try to explain it on the wall in short words. The wall special is the grip on textiles, the grip coming by elastic fibers in worked in or coming by several kinds of prints. So feel it, because there are new solutions. You don't need tapes on the ends of the sleeves or the legs, and it's providing much more comfort than before. But now, so the most important theme, recycled. We are talking about recycled fabrics this time on our jury's pick table and on the performance gate. Because what can we do to save some resources, not only always take new and raw materials? Our performance gate tries to answer a lot of questions. So what possibilities do we have in our industry to do a sustainable resourcing, or what can we do to conserve our resources, and what can we do to reuse waste and textile waste? So on our jury's pick table, you find recycled materials starting from the base layer on the skin, going to mid layer, going to three layer fabrics or shells, and even recycled insulations coming from recycled fibers. The main share is that recycled fibers are coming from PES, and the PES fibers are obtained from the countless numbers of PET bottles consumed by us daily worldwide. So first I just explain what does recycling really means, because we are making new from old. We have two options: the post-industrial recycling, so taking the waste which is generated during the production and doing this, giving it back to this production circle, or the post-consumer recycling, so which is the most important, I think, to take waste and create new usable fibers or new things out of it. And especially, I think the most important is to recycle the PET bottles. You can find our PET tree on the backside of the audition here. First, I show you some fabrics. You see that these fabrics look like the other fabrics on the tables. They are mostly 100% recycled, coming from PES polyamide, coming from fishing nets. You can find recycled cotton. You even could get recycled wool, but we didn't find a fabric for the table. You see that they have bright colors. They can be processed as every natural virgin fiber. You see that you can find laminates. On the right-hand side, this is made with coffee grounds and a print coming from coffee grounds. On the left-hand side, this is a padding coming from recycled fibers from Primaloft. Primaloft is over there on the end of the forum, so go over, see these, but all the other companies doing padding, ask them what they have for recycled solutions. And the last thing I would tell you a little bit are these facts about the PET, because you know that I think if we don't change our habits, our planet will be a waste planet in a few years. 90 billion liters of water is filled into plastic bottles worldwide each year. And 32% of this annual production of plastic is discarded into the environment. So will not collect it, will not be recycled. So 8 million tons of plastic trash is dumped in the ocean every year. This equates, so if you can imagine it, if you have a coastline of 30 centimeters and you go and collect the plastic, you will get on each 30 centimeters 5 supermarket bags of plastic waste on 30 centimeters. So I think this is what we should think. In Germany, of course, and in Europe, in most countries, we have these recycling systems to give the bottles back. But in other countries, it's discarded into the environment. So in Europe, about 40% of the PET bottles are reused and reprocessed. And for this percentage, so we decrease the waste mountains. And the manufacture of yarns from PET can improve the energy and CO2 balance up to 50% compared to this process if you do new fibers coming from fossil petroleum. And as a result, I think that our non-renewable resource crude oil can be conserved, and the PET recycling is very important. And this is what we show you on the performance gate. You can find companies using recycled fibers to do new fabrics out of it. And if you are interested in changing your collection using recycled fabrics, please ask your supplier, where's the PET coming from? Is there a regional solution? Because for Europe, you can find in northern Italy companies processing bottles coming from Europe and not collecting in Asia, processing in Europe, going back by ship or the other way. In Taiwan, you find companies processing Taiwanese bottles or Asian bottles. And in Northern America, you find this company Thread collecting bottles and having a social aspect too. Bottles collected in Middle America by poor people, giving them kind of new work and processing the bottles in Northern America, doing yarns and fabrics out of it. And they work together with Burlington, and you will hear a lecture of Ian Rosenberger, the founder of the company Thread, tomorrow here. And the other very important lecture concerning this recycled theme is, don't miss to hear Mr. Lars Gutow from the Helmholtz Institute, and he will tell you about the pollution in the oceans. So, and at this point, I have to hand over to Ms. Stephanie Sacharow, because she is the head of the senior manager of our performance days, and she will introduce our Eco Award winners. So just a few minutes more, Please welcome Stephanie Sacharow. Please welcome our winner and thanks for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2016 by Design and Development GmbH, Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.